be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99. Placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Just learning that Australian authorities now say ISIS was definitely behind a sophisticated plot to blow up a passenger plane using a homemade bomb. Police saying an Australian man sent his unsuspecting brother to catch a flight at the Sydney airport carrying a homemade bomb disguised as a meat grinder. Police say the bomb was built at the direction of a senior ISIS commander using high-grade military explosives that had been sent by air cargo from Turkey. Police believe the suspect's brother had no idea there was a bomb in his luggage. That bomb was supposed to go off during a flight on July 15th, but never made it past airport security. President Trump today starts what's being called a 17-day working vacation at his golf club resort in New Jersey.
This will be Donald Trump's longest stay by far at his golf course resort. 2.5 weeks of working vacation as renovations are made at the White House.
That's Scott Pringle, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Health officials warning that more teenage girls are committing suicide these days. According to the latest data from the CDC, the suicide rate hit a 40-year high for them in 2015. The percentage of teen girls killing themselves doubling between 2007 and 2015. It rose 30% for boys. CDC experts say it seems to be part of a growing national trend. Toyota says new Corollas for American drivers will be built in the U.S. and not in Mexico, as the Japanese auto giant is expected to make an announcement later today that Toyota and Mazda will be building a new assembly plant in the U.S. USA Today reporting the $1.6 billion plant would generate about 4,000 new jobs. There's an island apparently made of nothing but plastic garbage, and it's the size of Texas off the coast of Chile. Here's more from Lisa Carter.
ResearchGate reports the trash island isn't made up of tossed six-pack soda rings or plastic bags, but plastic particles caught in circulating ocean currents. Researcher Charles Moore says a few large items were recovered, including a buoy and some fishing gear, but most of the plastic is smaller than grains of rice. One pollution researcher says microplastics are difficult to clean up because of their size.
And Harvard University says for the first time in the Ivy League school's 300-year history, minorities will be the majority in the incoming freshman class. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Hello, everybody.
Hey. Hello.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It's a beautiful day indeed.
Can you welcome to our show, everybody. This is Pat, and I got Steve across from me, and we do a show called Home Sweet Home every Friday at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, Steve's going to be here.
Do you hear this okay?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, Steve's going to do some weather for you because the weather's been a little choppy these days.
Choppy?
Choppy's a good
Holy
word.
Holy cow, that's a great name for that. Yeah, I mean, we got banged with some banger thunderstorms. Phillipsburg got flooded. And in my neighborhood, I think we got a sprinkle. It's just strange weather out there, folks, and I want you to be careful. Let's talk about today. We're going to be a high of 83, partly sunny and isolated showers. Tonight, we're going to drop down to 64, but it's still a 70% chance of rain. So be careful if you're out and about tonight. Saturday, we're going to be about 50% chance of rain, high of 75. And Saturday evening, dropping down to 56, cooler, good sleeping weather. And it looks like it's going to clear off just a bit. Sunday's going to be a beautiful day, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s. And winds winds about 5 to 10 miles per hour. I just thought I'd throw the wind in there because I don't do it too much anymore. 63 degrees that night, that evening, and that would be Sunday evening, August the 6th. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, and a 40% chance of rain. Monday, we got another thunder boomer coming our way, potentially at a 70% likelihood, as well as our chances of a high of 70 degrees. That's going to be very temperate, very comfortable, but very wet, it looks like. Dropping down to 62 that evening. Tuesday, August 8th, 74 degrees. We're going to be mostly cloudy in the morning, and in the evening, we're going to be up 59 degrees. Again, nice sleeping weather. Wednesday, the old man's birthday, 75 degrees. We're going to be mostly sunny, highs in the upper 70s.
Happy
I'm not going to be 70.
Happy birthday to Steve.
Don't get started.
Happy
I shouldn't have said it.
To
I shouldn't have said
Steve. I got it in my calendar.
All right. Do you?
I do. That's
too bad. All right. We're back to 62 degrees, partly cloudy in the evening, and we're going to have a nice clear night. Thursday, August 10th, another good chance of rain. Well, it's actually 50-50, 75 degrees, nice temperate weather, and then Thursday evening, 63. We'll be back on Friday. I'll be back on Friday because my brother Pat's going to sneak away again.
Yeah, what are you going to do next week?
I'm going to have a guest probably, and if I don't, I got some real good inspection stuff to talk about.
All right. Good for you.
That's our weather.
I won't let you. I'm not going to leave you hanging there.
No. You gave me a good heads up. We're good to go.
Nice.
All right, folks. We're going to be back in a minute. We've got a sponsor that ought to share some information with you.
Yeah, we're going to talk about tools, building materials, and human beings, how we adjust or do not adjust to the weather conditions outside.
That sounded complicated.
So stay tuned.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Welcome
we are.
To Home Sweet Home. Thank you for listening to us. We do a show where we talk about safety. We talk about DIY projects. We talk about anything that has to do with construction, I guess.
We have a home inspector. He's the best darn home inspector here in Hunterdon County. His name is Steve Bailey. Yeah, he's got a birthday next week.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Don't be bragging.
And he's accepting as many presents as you can send to him. So just send him.
Really nice.
What is it? 119 Main Street, Flemington.
Yeah,
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
Yeah, just put my name on them and they'll hold them for me.
Steve Bailey. That's B-A-Y-L-Y.
That's right. New cars, they're fine. Park them in the back. You know, anything like that is graciously accepted, and we'll use them in good stead. All right, folks, welcome back. We're glad to have you here. Today at Home Sweet Home, we're going to talk about tools, building materials, and human beings, and it's a great subject because while we always kick around the different projects and the different things that we like to do when we have fair weather and we consider our late spring to early fall and through summer, that period of time, we have to kind of take a step back and understand, A, how our building materials, our tools, temperatures outside, the humidity, and all these things come into play when doing certain kinds of projects. And Patrick does this every day. So I'm going to let him weigh in hot and heavy on this because I know he's experienced the good side of that and the what I'll call the dark side of that.
I don't have a specific agenda, but, you know, I want to talk about tools.
Yep.
And I want to talk about, materials. You know, it could be siding. It could be roofing materials. It could be anything that has to withstand a variation of temperatures, you know, outside. And I want to talk about us as people that have to work in conditions like that. And because it also does touch the DIYer, you know, there are people out there that are very skilled. But they don't do this for a living. They do this on the weekend.
That's
weekend
cool.
Warrior kind
weekend
of thing.
Weekend warriors.
You know, and they depend on the weekend to be able to do as much as they can on a particular project that they're doing. And sometimes you push it to the limit a little bit because
you have a
time constraint. You start as soon as you get back from work on Friday night, and by Sunday night you have to be finished. And hopefully not too achy for Monday morning when you go back to your desk job.
Yeah, but when you're achy, it's proved that you really did a great project.
Yeah, yeah. But when the temperature is 90 degrees out there and you're in the blazing sun,
not good.
It can be
dangerous.
Counterproductive, okay? Yeah. Let's put it that way. And I'll give you a perfect example of that, Steve. Yesterday I was working at a house in the blazing sun. I was replacing three vents, so gable and louvered vents for the attics, basically.
Right.
What happens a lot of the time is, houses will have these pretty flimsy-looking louvers on the side of the house that vent out the attic on the gable side.
Right.
It's a very thin plastic. It starts white. It starts off as being white, and then it turns this yellowy kind of color. And a lot of times the birds, or especially woodpeckers, will for some reason come and start pecking on the louvers, and it'll shatter just because this plastic gets so brittle. And now you've created a hole where birds, animals, anything can get into your attic, and that's not a good thing. So I do a lot of replacements that way. I never put back the same kind of materials that were there because they are way too flimsy, and in another 10 years from now, they're not going to look good. I always go for a PVC product that's nice and sturdy.
Robust.
It's robust. It's a two-piece product. Normally, I'm talking about vinyl siding that I'm working with. So it's a piece that actually fits behind the vinyl siding, gets tacked into place, and then the louvered part, the nice aesthetic part, snaps into place right on top as a secondary unit.
Sure, absolutely.
Nice and thick material.
Yep.
And that's going to last a good 20, 30 years easily.
Yep. Products to complement each other.
So I'm up there, and the first thing that you got to know is they're up there at the peak of the house.
Never a comfortable place to be.
No, so it's my 32-foot ladder. I'm up there about 25, 28 feet up in the air. And you're standing right in front of this hole in the side of your building that is venting the hot air out, right? So you're getting this blast of really, really hot air in your face.
120 degrees plus a
easily
with a blower.
And it smells. It's got that funny insulation. Yeah.
You don't want it.
Plus the dust smell in it.
Yeah, just.
And you're removing the old vent and portions of that,
sure.
And it's shattering in your hands. And then, so you wear gloves for that because you could easily cut yourself.
So the hands.
And then you've got to replace put a new piece in. But the new piece never fits in the old square that it comes out of. So you have to modify that and cut back the siding a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the blazing sun is behind you. Burning the back of your neck, and it's just, you know, fun time, you know. So,
a job like that. I'm not sure I'd call it fun time, but I like the way you spin it.
It's fun, yeah. So you're sweating like crazy.
Right.
A job like that normally, so I do. There's three usually on a house, at least the house I was working on. There's one on either side of the larger pitched roof,
gable
second
ends,
story,
gable
and
end
then
ends.
There's one at the garage side too. The garage one's pretty easy because it's only about 10 feet up in the air. So, you know, base yourself about an hour for each of the louvered vents, you know, to move your ladder around, get up and down a few times on the ladder to pick up debris
just
that falls all over the place.
Just where you need to be.
One, right? Mm. So you should be done in about 3 hours, right? Yesterday, it took me from noon until 5:30 to do this job. And partly it was because I had to slow myself down. Already, the heat was slowing me down, and
right.
I knew it. I could feel it, right? My goal was, okay, we'll do one at a time, baby steps, right? Get the first one done. I have to move the ladder to the other side anyway.
Right.
That side was in the shade, which was nice. So I kind of planned it so that I could be in the heat on the first one, and then the second one I could cool down because now I'm getting tired, right? So
of course.
It's nice to be in the shade.
Right.
But in between, I went and took some swig of water, you know, a lot of water, actually, to rehydrate, which is something you got to remember to do because a lot of people don't even think of it until they're really thirsty, and then normally that's too late.
Yep.
So all of that, you know, and I took a few phone calls, and I sat in the shade for a few minutes to cool down. Five hours later, I'd finished the job, but I should have finished 2 hours prior to that.
Well, I think there are 2 hours well spent. And that's because you were wise to judge exactly what the pace should be given the temperature outside. If you think about that, folks, when you're outside mowing lawns and you're doing plantings and so on and so forth, you have to take into account, especially now, and I know there's those deniers out there, global warming, whatever you want to call it, there is certainly seasonal changes in my lifetime that I see where we appear to get warmer and warmer. Now, I
seems
can't,
to be.
And I won't deny the fact that when I was a child, we had some pretty hot summers. The point I'm trying to make is you need to be looking at, especially with technology today, the weather forecasts, how the sun moves over your projects in your house outside, if you're working outside, and where you are in proximity to that direct sunlight. And you did that. You did exactly what a professional would do, thinking of safety, thinking about the best day and most effective way to get it done. And you just described beautifully the extra time something may take that none of us really wanted to take. But in fact, let me digress and just say, when I was in construction, I'd bid out a job. I'd say I can do this job in 9 hours.
Right.
I'd double it.
Double it?
I'd double it.
I never double it.
I always double it.
Yeah.
Now, not to price it out, I did it for my scheduling purposes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So let's be clear.
Definitely.
I wasn't doubling the cost of it. I was saying, you allow for double the time.
Yeah.
Because, A, I'm like you, just a bit on the anal side about how I do things. And, B, I know my own pace. And I never would, and, in fact, I can't financially be successful in the construction field because I consider myself too slow.
Yeah, that is,
and that's a reality.
Yeah,
once
that reality hits, you know, two or three years down the line, and you're a perfectionist,
right.
And you cannot leave the job,
right.
Because there's this one little thing that's
bugging
the crap
out of him. Yeah,
that's when you're losing dollars and cents on this.
And it's not for lack of quality. It's just a
no.
You got to know yourself.
It's all about quality.
It is all. But the important part of that is that you really got to know yourself
exactly,
and that's the human being side of this conversation.
Yeah.
It's like like, don't criticize yourself. Just say, this is how I operate.
Yeah.
And that's okay. It's an accepted, just to say, hey, this is not my strength. This is not my cart. Now, I'm good at what I do, but it's a case of, can I make a living at it? Or in the case of the DIYer on the weekend, don't be afraid to let a project span 2 weekends. Who cares?
Yeah, most likely it will.
It will.
And you have to have that patience to be able to do that.
That's what it's all about.
We're going to take a break, but we'll keep on talking about this because there are some important tips on that. I think people, it's common sense, but you got to kind of
step back and hear it.
You kind of verbalize it and people will realize, oh yeah, you're right, you know. So we'll keep talking about the human aspect of that. We'll also put in a little bit of the materials and everything else that goes with it.
Right.
Stay tuned.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pambi's. Purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Hey, Steve, I need a couple of days off. What about you?
I am a fan of days off. I have gotten to the point in my career where days off is a cool thing. And while I enjoy working with my clients each and every day and doing the work I do, days off are a good day. They're good days. Yes. Yes, they are. But I will add to that tying it right into our conversation here. Now, I've taken on a host of small projects in my house, of which none have been completed over long periods of time, and not for the fact that I haven't focused on, well, that's exactly what it is. I do them in steps that I'm comfortable with, and in that regard, I let my schedule interfere with that, which kind of interrupts the schedule, but I've found that I'm comfortable where I am on those projects, even though they've taken much, much longer than they should have,
mm-hmm.
but I'm in a position where I can afford that. In other words, there's going to be those. Let's talk about DIYers that come in and say, hey, I work all week. I got a weekend. I need to get these shutters painted this weekend. I got to get it done. You know, my schedule past that is just not time. So you press hard no yeah. matter what the weather conditions are, no matter what the circumstances are. And it gets very risky in that regard, not only to your safety, but more importantly, to just doing a good job, feeling comfortable about what you've done
mm-hmm.
and being done. Yes, there's that rule of good enough. And there's another rule that says it's good enough for government work, but that's a whole different set of thinking. But I like the fact that you've drawn into this, not only the human aspect of this, but also the products that and the impact of different products given weather conditions and where we are in that process. And you struck on just that. When you were here, you are putting up gable vents, PVC plastic. And let me just add some nuances to that. While in that hot sun, you have to be conscious that, boy, I better have gloves on, not only because of protecting myself from cuts and bruises. PVC plastic, it's pretty hot.
Yeah.
You know, and you've got that blast furnace coming out of the attic.
Mm-hmm.
You have PVC that's been laying perhaps in the sun a little longer, by the way. I don't care if it's laying in, you're holding it there. The sun's hitting you. It's going to get warm. So you take all those little nuanced issues, and next thing you know, you're up on a 30-foot ladder. You grab a hold of that PVC. It shocks you because it's burnt, and you're knocking yourself off balance.
Yeah.
It can be that subtle.
Yep.
It could be that subtle.
You forget you're on the ladder.
You forget.
How many times I've been on a ladder, very comfortable, 20 feet up in the air, and I turn around very quickly because maybe a bird flies or zooms right by me, and I realize, wow, I'm up on a ladder right now, and I totally forgot.
Easy on the sudden movements.
Yeah, yeah. I've had a bat. Yeah, I was taken off a shutter once, and the bat was behind it and basically zinged me right on the ear.
Right.
I almost fell off the ladder on that one.
So that's the part DIYers have to remember, because you don't do it every day. You do it every day.
Here's one thing.
So you have the other extreme.
This has happened to me before. I've been working on a roof line, okay?
Mm.
And I have my hammer parked, sitting on the roof, because it's a flat part of the roof. I know it's not going to slide down. But I've lost many tools, even actually... cell phone has bounced down the roof line, hit the gutter, went flying off, and landed, smashed right down onto the sidewalk.
Wow.
Lucky there was no one down there.
Right.
So the hammer's been sitting there on the roof line on these hot shingles. The shingles are like basically absorbing all heat from the sun.
They are.
And so is my hammer.
Right.
Go to pick it up. This is a metal hammer, right?
Oh, man.
This thing must be 160 degrees, burns your hand.
Right.
Things that you don't really think about or account for.
It's your body reaction. It's just what you do.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I don't know if he's listening right now, but Brother Dan had me up on a roof back when I was a teenager.
Right.
And it was down in my hometown. And I was hauling shingles up, helping him out. And it was a friend's house. And next thing you know, I have this arm around me, and I'm looking over the edge of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
I had sunstroke and passed out.
Just passed out.
Did a tumble. Brother Dan grabbed a hold, caught me, was close enough to grab me, never knew it.
Hey.
Also, he says, get up. He said, I'm hearing this voice yell at me.
That's
come on.
That's what brothers are for.
That's what brothers are for. Thanks, brother. I don't know if you're listening, but thanks.
Hosed you down.
That's right. Yep.
Wake you up.
He said, get off this roof.
And then he said, hey, get another bundle up there.
Yeah,
come on.
Drink some water and let's go, boy.
You're slowing us down.
Yeah, he was great about that.
But
I don't know if he remembers that, but
I do. Let's talk about roofing for just 1 second,
sure.
Okay? And roofing in general is, and if you're on your roof at midday like it is right now, this is the worst time of the day. Any roofer out there is getting off the roof at this time
correct.
Of the day. They started at 5 o'clock this morning when you know day broke, and hopefully they were allowed in a neighborhood that would allow them to be working at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
This is usually the ordinances say about 7 o'clock to start making noise.
Yep.
But they got to get off the roof by about noon because it's 160 degrees up there. And they will pass out, and they will die.
Yeah, and I see a lot of roofers pushing through that, and I find that to be very dangerous.
No,
practice.
It's very dangerous
very
practice,
dangerous
and
practice.
The companies that do that are not taking care of their employees.
Well, and there's some problems with that, but we won't go into that. We really want to focus on the fact that you now have building materials like asphalt shingles that are now absorbing that heat.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have 85 degrees sunshine. You're standing in the sun. You're at least 105 to 110 degrees direct sunlight.
Yeah.
Now, the air temperature might be 85. That's no reflection as to the heat that's now being absorbed by the shingles, by your tools, by your clothes. And the answer to that, even with the best of sun shielding, and I don't care if you're wearing the glasses, the sunscreen, it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's the absorption of heat that your body's going through. And now your body's in overload trying to cool you down. You're sweating like a banshee.
Yeah.
And, of course, tools get very slippery at that point.
Yeah.
And it should be just something everyone should be conscious of, that pick your time of day.
Yes.
Pick your time of day when you're going to do certain projects. You're right. Roofers, smart break of day till latest noontime,
yeah,
typically.
Well, you know, if you actually read the manufacturer's warnings on the shingles, it'll tell you that you will ruin the shingles by walking on them at this time of the day.
Absolutely.
Because the shingles are so malleable, so soft right
now. You're
going
to put your footprint in them and start pulling the material
those
off.
Those little granules that are supposed to be sitting on top of the shingle and resting on the shingle are being ground into the tar paper that's underneath it, and that totally ruins the shingle.
Right.
So there are many factors that you would never even think of until you've experienced them or down that road.
Yeah, as we come off, let's come off the roof, though. Now, we know we've got shingles. Roofing's not the time to be out there doing our thing in midday, summertime, hot days. And we know early morning, late afternoon, you're actually not the best of times either, but it would be the second best because you have now the sun going down and hopefully heat being relieved, but you still have very hot surfaces throughout that day. So first thing in the morning is always the ideal.
Yeah.
But as we come off the roof sides and we start, if we're painting on the sides, if we're washing windows, things like that, what I find very interesting is that, for example, we had, and this is when I worked for one of the larger, in fact, it was the largest home builder in New Jersey, and I was a service and maintenance manager, and what I did at service warranty, and what I did is I went around and looked at claims, and claims were associated with the circumstances affiliated with a new home buyer, you know, the siding on the house, you know, there's something going on with the house, and I come in and evaluate that, get my technicians to come out and take a look at it. And I found in the summertime was a time when we had vinyl siding that used to do funny things.
Yeah.
And what was a very interesting predicament is when we had these 55 and older communities in particular, homes that were relatively close to one another, we get sun reflection off a window onto another home, literally melting the vinyl.
Isn't that cool?
Is that? It is cool.
It is neat.
It is cool. It's like laser. It's like laseromics or
it is.
Sun lasers.
Picture, you know, when you used to play with magnifying glass.
Yeah, same thing.
And you used to kill and burn those ants when we were kids, right?
Yeah, you better watch it. I don't want to call from the...
You know, it was a guy thing to do.
It was a guy thing. We always did it all the time.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same principle.
Yeah. And in that regard, so I'm a weekend warrior, and I'm putting screens, washing windows, doing vinyl work, and you're gonna put your ladder up, and next thing you know, you're gonna find that the top of your ladder,
the edge, that pointy edge.
You go up and you're up there working on it. You see it sinking into the siding.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no.
I have those bumpers, bumpers that sit on top of my ladders for that purpose.
It's simple as that. Not even to say, it's just doing damage because, again, what the time of year. And I can remember coming up with all kinds of crazy solutions like different types of screens for houses that were next to other houses so the light would be deflected away. We came up with so many creative solutions for trying to manage heat and direct sunlight that we should write a book about. I don't know if I could anymore, but I'll tell you, there were some really smart folks over there I worked with, and we came up with some good strategies. But as a weekend warrior, and I say that with regard to our DIYers that do our own work, again, back to the temperature, know that you can do as much damage setting up to do a job as well as doing the job, and understanding the time of day and the temperature and the weather conditions that you're doing things. You know, it's just another example of that process.
Totally on point. Even washing windows. I had a window washing business while I was in college.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was my first entrepreneurial experience.
There you go.
And I remember being on the sunny side of the house trying to clean windows.
Right.
Impossible.
No kidding.
You know, I'd have the spray bottle and I'd be spraying you know, the liquid on. It was a bluish, it wasn't Windex. It was like an industrial cleaner for windows. And it would hit the window, but the glass was just steaming hot, right? Yeah. Because it is either repelling or reflecting the light.
Oh, it's reflecting it, or it's absorbing it through.
And literally squirting this liquid on, and it just literally evaporating. You know,
fascinating.
Not even enough time to be able to wash it off.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, you just funny things like that will happen to you. And you got to be careful about vinyl siding.
Yep.
When you are washing, maybe perhaps just the window, if there's overspray onto the siding,
yeah.
Now you got to wash all the siding because now you got these little
streaks.
Right. Yeah, all over the place.
Right.
Because your siding always has this chalky buildup on it if it's an older siding.
Right.
And that'll smear all over the place. It's just it just gets a little bit messy once your siding is maybe, say, 20 years old.
Right.
And siding will last you a good 35 years maybe, depending on the quality of the siding.
I'm impressed. I mean, I've been seeing some really strong longevity examples of siding materials, both aluminum and vinyl. Mm. And what's striking about that is you're right. I mean, how you wash things, how you maintain things at the time of days, the temperature, seasonal issues, certainly the installation application has a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Power washing is another good example. Here we've got the tool of a power washer. We have professional power washers that they have learned from experience. There is no power washing school, trust me.
Yeah.
At least I haven't found one. And the companies that come out and say, hey, we'll power wash your house, often will hire, you know, inexperienced help until they get experienced. Next thing they come in and hit you with 2,500 PSI on your siding, driving water up underneath your siding, mm-hmm. and you got water problems.
Mm-hmm.
But taking that back to the temperature issue, I've actually seen a power washer on a job, power washing, hits a window, and the glass exploded.
Yeah.
It exploded.
Yeah.
And it was so hot and got hit with that cold water. Boom! And it just sounded like a grenade going off. And thankfully, it was the storm window, and an old-fashioned storm window,
yep, yep.
that blew. And, of course, the other window held. It didn't break.
Wow.
But it blew glass all over
shards.
The place. Shards all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was in shock. I was like, wow, you hit that with too much pressure. He says, I didn't. It was the temperature.
Yeah.
It was literally, and it was a bright hot.
It could have been just the spray.
Just the spray, and it just went boom.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Yeah.
And that just goes to show you those life experiences, you know, that DIYers go through. I know when I grew up on a small little farm that had a workshop, and I figured out how to cut my fingers and my toes and drive nails through my hands and all that. Not the thing to be doing, folks. There's too much information out there today. You have the internet, you have Google, you have YouTube videos. Use them. It's a good idea.
Well, stay on pressure washers just for one more minute,
sure.
Okay?
It's a good subject.
Have you seen or have you heard of people wearing flip-flops and they're cleaning their concrete porch
yes.
or deck?
Yes, I have.
And so they're systematically just going across from side to side. And
they sever a toe on the way.
Yeah. Because, you know, you get mesmerized.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you love it.
You don't realize how much pressure you have in there, but you're seeing your result. It's one of those
exciting.
Instant gratifications, because you're actually hitting this concrete surface.
It's
beautiful. And right beside it, it's dirty. And you can see every pass that
you
make.
You take that step forward.
Yeah.
And you run the gun right across your toe.
Yeah. And your toe ends up flying down the road.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait a minute, I should go get that toe and duct tape it back on, maybe.
That's right. Darn right.
We're laughing, but it's not a
laughing. No, it's not. It's not.
It probably won't get severed, but it'll hurt like
crazy. And you've experienced
crazy.
An injury like that. I mean, there's nothing more shocking and surprising than having these wonderful tools we have, from power washers to drills to you name it, to do a lot of these things that by hand would be virtually impossible in many cases. And yet it could be a split second of not paying attention or not being aware of what you got in your hand.
Yeah.
It really is.
I mean, let's talk about air tools for a moment, and specifically the air nailers.
Ooh.
So the air guns, we call them. That spit out these nails.
16 pennies, 10 pennies.
Down to very thin finishing nails.
Roofing nails.
Any nail coming out of a gun like that at 90 or 100 PSI is going to hurt you if it lands in your hand.
Well, not only that, it's like a bullet.
It's a bullet.
It's a bullet.
Yeah.
And it's a steel bullet. And out of a framing, I've seen my first job was in a modular home or double-wide mobile home factory in my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
When I left high school, and I was a roofer, and I saw a framer down there, and he was one of the best framers I ever saw, and that man could operate a nail gun like a conductor,
like a wand.
It was a wand. It was like an extension of his arm.
Yeah.
And I remember one day the bosses came up and interrupted him, and he was in his framing mode. And bang, 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 bang. And I mean, perfection. This guy could set up a framed wall and literally go through half a modular home in an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. As long as the wood was laid out properly, he would bang, 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 and it was done. It was beautiful. They stopped him. He went to rest the nailer in his arm like cradling a baby.
Right.
It pushed the safety off. He shoved a 16-penny nail through the muscle of his arm. Nothing more painful than going through the muscle of the arm, never mind the fatty part. He was all muscle anyway. And he just went to his knees. Yeah. I mean, and that nail was gone. They had to take him to the hospital. I don't know that I ever saw him again. I'm sure he was out for a long period of time, but the business ended up folding up shortly thereafter anyway. Yeah. But he was impressive. But it just goes to show you your veterans. Here's a guy that literally was a sight to see. What a professional.
Well, nails do funny things when they shoot out of a gun like that. And funny, I'm saying peculiar because depending on the wood, depending on where it's being, the trajectory of the nail shooting out, I've seen nails go into the wood and actually turn around and do a 180 and come back out towards me.
Absolutely.
And if your finger is anywhere close to where you were holding that piece of wood together, but not right in front of the gun, it could still be in the way of the nail coming back out the other on the same plane that you just shot into.
Absolutely.
Literally.
It hits a knot, deflects, and comes straight back out
the other side.
Absolutely.
I've had nails actually shoot through a 2x4 out the other side, and it wasn't supposed to, and it didn't, and landed in the fleshy part of my hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
You gotta be,
and I almost saw it in slow motion because I saw it go through, and I'm like, uh-oh. And my hand was out way out where it was supposed to be, but it was still in the line of the gun as it came out. The nail came out the wood the other side, and I just didn't have enough time to get my hand out of the way, and I just saw it all in slow motion as it went right into my hand.
Oh,
and pulled that sucker out and went, it's not too bad. Wrapped it up and kept going.
let's go get my tetanus renewal, and I'll be all set to go.
Yeah, every 5 years, folks.
Oh, yeah,
tetanus.
You got to get tetanus. Yeah. You know, it really strikes, too, when you talk about tools, building materials, and human beings, it's really important to step back, folks, and understand that there's a harmony to the construction and the hands-on crafts that you do day in and day out. You think a lot of people don't think about that, but there is a harmony between you and a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And the tool, and you're going to find, for example, I've got a saw sitting in my cabinet that doesn't have the automatic brake, the old radial, an old circular saw.
Right.
And I baby cuts just, I love the motor. I love the torque it has. I also know this thing is a lethal weapon. Mm-hmm. I haven't thrown it out. I should. And the reason I haven't is because I know how to operate it. It's not an excuse. Any moment that thing could kick back, and if I don't lay off that trigger, she's going to keep right on rocking.
Yeah.
And even after I drop it off, it doesn't stop. It just winds down.
Yeah,
that's how old this saw.
Do you have the guard, though, right?
Yes,
the guard.
Yes, I have the guard.
The guard comes back, but you're...
You're still wheeling.
It's still spinning.
Freewheeling.
Yeah,
still freewheeling.
If you put your fingers in the wrong place
done.
To pick up that tool again...
And you just goes to show you how much it's... It's still in my mind. When I think of my toolbox,
right.
I say, you know, that's one that served me wonderfully well. We should part on good terms.
Yeah.
I should let that saw go. And
maybe.
I can't encourage people enough. Don't inherit mom and dad's old tools. If you do, make sure they have all the safety devices that we have today.
You know, Steve, that's how I hurt my finger. I mean, I had, well, it was a twofold thing, but the battery-operated circular saws are not as powerful as the electric ones.
Okay? Of course.
And they tend to buck a lot more.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They get stuck in a piece of wood.
And nope.
And they just jam, and it bounces back on you. That's part of the reason why I got hurt. The other part of the reason was that a previous job, so maybe a day before, I was trimming doors in a house. The bottoms of the doors were sticking. Maybe they got new carpet, and now it was rubbing. The bottom of the door was rubbing as they were opening and closing the door. So I was just taking off a minute amount off the bottom of the door with my circular saw.
So you had a plywood blade in there, didn't you?
It was probably a multi-purpose blade.
Oh, okay.
But what I did to be able to protect the surface of the door as I was, the shoe, the bottom part of the saw was riding up on the flat surface of the door, I taped the bottom to create a buffer between the painted door and the metal shoe underneath. Didn't want to scrape it up or scuff it, right? That piece of tape over time, a day or two later, it got all kind of gummy and I didn't
off.
Pull
Starts
it off.
Starts to roll off the bed.
I didn't pull it off, right? What it did was it ended up getting caught in the guard. The guard is the piece of the safety equipment that
it's the shield
that lifts up to reveal the blade so Correct. That it can cut through the surface. And then when you get through to the other side,
covers
that
the blade.
Guard comes back down automatically to protect the blade so it protects your fingers.
Right.
It didn't. It didn't come back. It stayed retracted up.
Is that glue
in the up
that
position.
Tape held it.
Yeah. So I had a blade that was exposed, and that's what cut my finger.
Yeah. It's really that fast, folks. I mean, as fast as we can blink is how fast these things happen. So when we talk about building materials, tools, and human beings, we're talking about that synergy of your ability, that synergy of you and the tool and your ability to manage that tool, because the tool has no conscience, none.
That's Zen, yeah.
That's Zen. Yep.
And, you know, I guess if you look at it from another point of view, you know, people that drive motorcycles inherently have that risk of crashing. They're going to hurt themselves one of these days. It's right. almost 100% guarantee. They're right. going to dump their bike. Something's going to happen. God forbid.
Whether
they don't
it's
kill
sitting
themselves.
In the driveway and it falls over, or whether they're on the highway doing 90.
And if you're using power tools, eventually something is going to happen to you. You're going to get hurt in some way, and God forbid it's not something that's life-threatening.
You know, and we don't want to end on that note. We can say you can be the people that don't. That you're able to safely do these things and
knock on wood
be successful at it. So don't think that you can't do that. You can, but those that work long and hard,
read the instructions, the manual that comes with your tools. Be very familiar with it. Use every safety precaution you can.
Yep.
Eye protection, ear protection.
The whole bit, and I'm bad at that, by the way, but I'm getting better. All right, folks, hey, we're going to take a break here. We've got to hear from one of our sponsors. We appreciate your being with us at Home Sweet Home. This is Steve and Pat. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Hey, you know, who are we? We are 100. Home Sweet Home.
Yeah, we are.
On 100 in Chamber Radio.
Yep, and that's WHCR-DB.
And you know what? We would be very grateful if you wanted to sponsor our show one of these days. So, yeah.
Well, not only that.
If Home Depot is listening in right now.
Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, all you guys, come on now. We're in the business of what you're in the business of.
I'd love Lowe's and Home Depot to say,
hey. But more importantly, send a representative. Why don't you give us a call here at the chamber, talk to us, not only be a sponsor, but we welcome.
We can have a visitor on.
We would love to have one of your
tools and
visitors and tools on. We welcome that. We might challenge you a bit now and then, but that's always fun. It's a great dialogue. And it's a great way to advertise your business.
I'm playing Santana right now. You know why?
I don't. Because you're on vacation.
No, Music Fest.
Oh, that's
starts tonight.
Is it
in Bethlehem,
that's
Pennsylvania?
Right. Our good friend Matt invited me over to his house for the week. He says, "Come on over."
Nice. He's just down the street from him. He can walk there.
He's in an ideal place, and he showed me the beautiful work you did at his house. What a wonderful
you like
job!
That?
Yep, you did a great job.
Yeah, I got to go back to him because I think there's more than he's done. So.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool house. I like his house.
It is a cool house.
That's a cool house.
Yeah.
Well, folks, welcome back to Home Sweet Home. I'm Steve Bailey with Brass Tack Home Inspections, and with here with my partner in crime, Patrick Gregory of Taskman Home Improvements. We're talking about today, specifically, tools, building materials, and human beings, and how that either works together or doesn't work together, and how it can be safe and not safe. The answer is there's no better sense of accomplishment when you can be a DIYer and do the smallest of projects. I don't know that I've ever experienced the euphoria of when I get done with a project that's been a tough guy, tough problem, and I've been able to look at it and say, got it. Done.
Yeah.
And next. And unfortunately, that's what comes right around the corner is next.
Yeah.
But there is a great deal of satisfaction with doing that. It takes tools and it takes building materials and it takes human beings to do it. But if you don't do that, get the professionals you need. Certainly Patrick as a professional handyman, and I mean that in the absolute sense. He's the consummate professional, and he applies those techniques and skills. But more importantly, do it. We always encourage our clients to try things, but to do it the right way. Hey, you got a tip of the day?
Yes, I do. We haven't done this tip in a day.
Let's do a tip of the day. I think you ought to
throw it. We haven't done it for a couple of weeks now. I think we
did one 2 weeks ago.
We're gonna miss. But anyway, this is apropos to what we're talking about with human beings and weather conditions and your environment. You got to adjust. So here's a scenario. You're at home.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you think about something that you need to go get up in your attic. You have all your stuff that's stored up there in your attic. And
we're talking like a day like today.
Yeah, like it's midday. It's August. It's 90 degrees outside.
Mm.
You drop down those stairs. Some people call them Jacob's ladders. Other people call them something else. But anyway,
I call them health hazards.
Health hazard. Yeah. And you start walking up those little steps to get up there.
Feel it.
And as you you can't find the thing you're looking for, and you're still looking.
You're pushing things aside, and you're shoving.
Yeah, and now you're like, I got to find this thing. I know it's here somewhere, right?
The adrenaline.
So, Steve, we've been talking since May. We've been saying, don't stay in your deck. It's still too wet out there. It's too rainy. It's still raining like crazy out there.
Yeah, we haven't had a dry season.
No, we haven't at all. And the little dry amount of time that we get, I mean, it's very humid out there.
Yeah.
It's not ideal conditions for painting or staining right now.
Sorry, folks. We're not having a good season for that.
But if you do try to attempt it in these next few weeks, you can't stain or paint your deck in direct sun like this.
Right.
There's no way you can do it. Right. You're going to botch the job because the paint or the stain is going to dry way too quickly.
It congeals too quick.
And you're not going to be able to keep, you won't be able to keep your wet edge.
Yeah.
And it'll look terrible.
Well, not only that, your brushes literally dry up in your hands.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't get them to the bucket fast enough and you've got to clogging up your brushes. So sorry, folks, it's not a great season. You might get lucky. But again, plan your time.
Yeah.
Plan your time. Look at your forecast. Plan your time. Figure out what's going to work for you. Give it a shot. We never say don't try, But do it with a plan. Have a plan and have a strategy for doing it safely and doing it with some sense of hope of success with the timeline. Don't get discouraged if you get stopped. You always get to try it again.
I think patience is the virtue of the day.
It is the word of the day.
It's the word.
Yep.
Word.
The word. Word.
On that note.
All right, we're out of here. All right, folks.
Out of here.
Have a great weekend. Be safe and comfortable out there. It's going to be another. It's going to get hot a little bit for the weekend, but it's going to break, as you heard early in the show. And we'll look forward to hearing from you next week on Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat.
Sweet home.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy is manufacturing a lot of new jobs. 209,000 new ones were added last month, according to the government's July jobs report. Here's Sharon Reed with more.
That's a big jump over analysts' estimates of 178,000, but it is down from the 222,000 jobs created in June. The unemployment rate is down 0.1% to 4.3%. That's just as experts had predicted, and the lowest jobless rate in 16 years.
A British security expert, Marcus Hutchins, was hailed as a hero in May when he found a so-called kill switch for the WannaCry ransomware that had infected computers around the world. Now he's under arrest for allegedly helping to create, spread, and maintain the Kronos malware in 2014 and 2015 that struck a lot of bank accounts. This is USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.
President Trump again saying the Russian election meddling story is fabricated news. He speaks at a West Virginia rally last night.
The reason why Democrats only talk about the totally made-up Russia story is because they have no message, no agenda, and no vision.
But today, word that subpoenas are being issued into the probe of that Russian meddling in the U.S. election. Here's correspondent Joe Gomez.
A report from Reuters says grand jury subpoenas have been issued in the investigation of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian attorney last year. Earlier, the Wall Street Journal reported that special counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury for the probe, which includes allegations of collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign.
Reports are Toyota and Mazda are about to announce plans for a new assembly plant in the U.S. USA Today says the $1.6 billion factory would generate 4,000 new jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
It seems hard to believe, but American women are dying from childbirth at a higher rate than in any other developed nation. Mark Mayfield has more on these statistics.
A new report says the U.S. has the worst record in the developed world when it comes to women dying of pregnancy-related complications. The report from National Public Radio and ProPublica found that American women are three times more likely than Canadian women to die from pregnancy-related causes and six times more likely than Scandinavians. In Great Britain, the maternal death rate has declined dramatically, but in the U.S., it rose between the years 2000 to 2014. The report didn't find a clear reason for the rise in pregnancy-related deaths in the U.S., but contributing factors are that half of all pregnancies in the U.S. are unplanned, there are more older pregnant women, and there are more C-sections.
Health officials are also warning that more teenage girls are committing suicide lately. According to this latest data from the CDC, the suicide rate for girls hit a 40-year high in 2015. The percentage of teen girls killing themselves doubling between 2007 and 2015. Over the same period, it rose 30% for boys. And Harvard University's incoming freshman class is a true original. The university says for the first time in the